This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. State Representative Cedric Hayden representing parts of Douglas County. Good morning.
Good morning. So how are you doing today?
We're doing all right. So talk about maybe the last week in the legislature. What are some of the biggest things, in your opinion, that took place?
So probably the biggest thing in the legislature that has taken place is the negotiation between the House Republican office, which was led by Christine Drazen. She's the leader of the House Republican office. And we have been going through the process up until this point with some concerns about some equal representation in some of the committees and not getting the budget reconciliation bills to the front, not getting the wildfire bills to the front. And so the process has been to delay putting all the agenda that the Democrats wanted to put forward first by reading the bills. We can't stop it, but we can slow the process down. So the biggest thing that happened this last week, is that there was negotiations. Finally, there was negotiations after about 6 weeks. Both sides started talking, and we did come to a resolution, which gives the GOP or the Republican caucus in the House side equal representation on the redistricting committee, and also some funds distributed equally, something called ARPA funds, between the lawmakers and the senators, rather than everything historically has a much heavier bent towards Portland. And so that will be spread out. Some of the American Recovery Funds or ARPA funds will be spread out more equally across the state. And so we can get those funds to our constituents rather than having them get hung up more in metropolitan areas. So legislation is moving, and there has been a consensus to keep that legislation moving throughout this session.
So let's talk about the budget process. I mean, that's one of the big things for this session, is getting the new budget established that goes into effect in July.
Yeah, so the budget process, first of all, is the reconciliation process. And so we, for the biennium that we're in, there's a lot, as you go through the 2 years, there's a lot of puts and takes to that budget. And there's the emergency board that functions while we are not in session. And so those budget bills we have moved up to the top of the list. This was before we got to the negotiating settlement to keep bills moving. We had suspended the rules to move those budget reconciliations up. So basically to keep this biennium moving forward and adjusting the dollars there. We haven't gotten to the budgets for the upcoming biennium, but those will be coming forward. And then there's a final one called the Christmas tree bill or the omnibus budget bill that will come before we close down the session, that goes into all of the budgeting process that we do for the next 2 years, for the next biennium. And there is a lot more money available than anybody had anticipated, billions of dollars more between the ARPA funds and the CARES Act funds and the American Recovery Funds from the federal government, a lot more money coming forward. And then those funds during the pandemic did help keep some of our businesses and their employees employed, and so we had less loss in the tax revenue also.
Now, in some sessions, there's been moves from various sides to fund certain areas in a particular order. Sometimes education is at the top of that list. Is anything like that going to happen this time?
Well, we haven't gotten to all of those budgets, like the ongoing budgets going forward. And so typically the Republican side pushes for getting our network of things funded first, your health care, your education, your public safety type budgets, and Department of Human Services included in there, DHS. So the big ticket items, the expensive items, we like to see those come forward first. Now, we don't have the information to do those until after the May forecast is in, and then that's the one that we set those budgets on. And in the meantime, usually our counterparts like to spend a bunch of money on projects that may be great projects, or they may be just one-off helpful projects that they would like to see done that the rest of us don't think that's the best bang for the taxpayer dollar. So we haven't gotten to that point yet, and we will continue to prioritize the budgets that we think are important to do and try and not spend that additional money first. We think it's better to spend the base budgets first.
What about areas that you are particularly focused on? Tell us about some of those.
So the House Healthcare was the one that I serve as vice chair on, and we had the amount, the largest amount of budget bill, or the largest amount of bills coming forward through that committee. So we're taking a breather this week before the Senate bills come in, but we did move a lot of those bills through. One of the largest concepts that we have in the healthcare arena is a public option. There's been a lot of focus. I serve on the how we can drive down healthcare costs in Oregon task force. It's called the 770 task force. Been on that for over a year, and they look at all sorts of different options of how to reduce healthcare costs. And there's folks that want to look at a Medicaid for all type federal system, and there's folks that don't think we should do anything. And so we're working in the middle of that with something called a public option. I wrote a public option bill, and then we merged that with another public option bill that was out there. So that's probably the biggest legislative piece of policy that's moving forward that most people won't ever see.
What about the business community getting help as we navigate our way through this pandemic?
So there's a couple of things that we have been able to do. And one of them, one of the largest things is the way that the employment insurance is calculated for folks' unemployment insurance that they have. And so we passed through the House this last week, a bill that would not take the pandemic type time for their calculation, meaning that it's going to revert back to the year prior and then extend out over 10 years when small businesses go to calculate their unemployment insurance that they have to pay in. Through the pandemic, those numbers, through those calculations, would have been greatly increased for the businesses that, you know, maybe they didn't get the PPP loan to hold their employees, or their employees went on unemployment. And so that's not going to hurt those businesses. It's going to be based on the prior year. And so there we won't see a big increase in the unemployment insurance. We also did extend some of the rent protections that we had done, that the legislature had done for individuals, to some of the small businesses. We look at that from two different angles. The small business trying to struggle to keep their lease up versus the small business that owns the piece of property that they're leasing out. So we tried to thread the needle to help the most people with that. So those are a couple of things that we've been doing on the business front.
All right, out of time for now. A check-in with State Representative Cedric Hayden. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, sir.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.